Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes past eight, and Taoiseach Simon Harris has welcomed the release on bail of Robert Pether in Iraq. Mr. Pether is an Australian national who'd been living in Elphin in County Roscommon. He was arrested in Iraq in April 2021 and later jailed on fraud charges. The United Nations described it as arbitrary detention. Desiree Pether, Robert Pether's wife, is on the line and can speak to us now. Desiree Pether, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is saying Robert's release on bail is welcome news in a long and distressing saga for him, for you and for your three children. How are you feeling this morning?
I just feel like a bus has hit me, actually. It all happened so late last night, and he was finally released and paperwork was sorted. It's the end of the work week in Iraq and now they have Eid. So they're off for the next few days. And so we don't know the exact stipulations on the travel ban, but at least he's out of the prison and he's in a comfortable bed, and which he found very difficult last night, having, you know, so many pillows. He actually thought about sleeping on the floor. And of course it was very, very quiet and there wasn't, you know, up to 20 odd other people in the cell with him. So we're just trying to work out, you know, the logistics of it and keeping him well, because he's very sick at the moment. And we really just need to get onto that travel ban as soon as business is back and up and running in Iraq and try and get him home.
So you got to speak to him, did you, since his release?
I did. I got to speak to him late last night and saw him on video for the first time in over 4 years. And it was, you know, a shock. It's hard to sort of be very happy to see him, but also to see the state of him. And he's completely unrecognisable. And, it's a shock to the system to see how far he's declined. And he's not well at all, and he really needs to just come home so that he can get the proper medical care that he needs.
What do you know about the conditions he's been kept in?
It's not something that we can openly talk about yet. Mm-hmm. And the people that ran the prison, people in charge in the prison were all very good to him. And the people in the cell with him definitely looked after him. He's fainted a few times in the last couple of months due to the fact that he's not eating properly, because he can't keep anything down. And so if he fainted, he had a bunch of people in the cell looking after him and giving him some tea with honey to try and help him. And so, you know, it was a best of a bad situation.
And how frustrating has it been trying to secure Robert's release from jail?
It has been beyond frustrating. It has been a living nightmare every day, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's not over. It's one small step in the right direction, finally, after over 4 years. It was 4 years in April. It's exhausting, and I'd like to just lie down and sleep for a year, but it's not over and we still need to get that travel ban lifted.
And that will involve what? The efforts to get that travel ban lifted?
I'm not sure. I think at this point we might send in the Avengers. We've tried everything, and I'm hoping that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that that we can get through this next stage relatively easy with the least amount of pressure needing to be applied.
You sound incredibly resilient, given everything that you've been through. What's it been like holding it together, doing the best you can from here, and what have you been saying to your three children?
I might sound very resilient, but I'm actually like crawling on the floor, and I'm completely exhausted. It's what I, the children, you know, they obviously know, and they've spoken to their dad, and you know, they're happy that they can speak to their dad more freely now. But you know, it's, we're all just numb. It's not the end, and we've still got another major battle ahead to get him home. And you know, so until he's actually, you know, on a plane out of airspace and on his way, I don't think we'll actually breathe properly and let go of all the angst.
What's the first thing you'll do when you get Robert home?
Smack him for not listening to me when I said don't go back. You know, when the dispute was going on, and you know, he was nervous about going back, and I said just wait and see, you know, what happens over the next little bit. And you know, he was concerned about all of the other colleagues that he had there, so he didn't want to not go back and resolve it. And so he's in big trouble when he gets home safe and sound for not listening to me and for going back.
Well, I hope that day comes sooner rather than later. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
It must have been a tumultuous 24 hours for you. So we appreciate
it. It has been.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Good luck. That's Desiree Pether, the wife of Robert Pether, who's been released on bail from prison in Iraq. It's 18 minutes past seven.